This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball. Up top. Indiana by one. 1:10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
Tyrese Halliburton does it again right there. That was the call on the Pacers radio network by Mark Boyle as Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers steal game two in Cleveland and take a 2-0 series lead, not just erasing a 20-point lead, but also erased another 7-point deficit in the final minute of the basketball game.
Yeah, 47 seconds, I can't remember what it was, but it had not been done once in NBA history in the playoffs, 1,609 games with a 7-point lead and 40 seconds or more to go. And the Pacers have done it twice, and the Nuggets did it against the Thunder. So three times in the past 2 weeks.
That's wild.
That's the last 10 days. It's absolutely bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers what has happened.
Jeez. The Nuggets did it in game one.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers did it to the Bucks,
and then the Pacers did it to the Cavs.
Three. It's absolute lunacy what is happening. End of games, and we talked about this. It used to be if you got a 20-point lead in the playoffs, you weren't losing that game. That's not the case anymore either, and it sure as heck was more up in the air and closer games. But like, what did you say? 1,639.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good sample size of teams leading by seven or more in the final 40 or 50 seconds. And we've had three of them. No lead is safe in the NBA right now.
No, and it's not in the way that you would think it would be. It's not a team that hits 24, 25 threes and just like has a quarter where it's just like it's just this steamroll quarter. It's a good quarter from a team. Now, the Pacers were very good, 36 points. The Cavs were very bad, 21. But it's the combination of the two. It's the team having a good quarter and then another team having a god-awful. The Cavs, I believe, if I remember right, did not get a shot off in the final minute 20. Eight possessions, they didn't get a shot off because of turnovers or inbounds problems. Like, that's insane.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's like you look at this game and it was the others again. Nembhard had an insane game. Now he turned the ball over a lot. Halliburton, like the Pacers scored 26 points in the paint in the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter alone on top of 13 free throws.
But we can also circle the injuries for Cleveland. I'm Evan Mobley, DNP, Darius Garland, DNP, DeAndre Hunter, DNP. All three of those guys, those injuries are significant.
It's two all-stars and a, you know, six man of the year finalist.
So even though Donovan Mitchell scored 48 points
yes.
on 50% shooting from the field and had 9 assists, they lost the basketball game, and that was what built them a 20-point lead. But those three guys that were on the sidelines in street clothes are the exact reason why you blow a 20-point lead, despite the fact Donovan Mitchell drops 48 on you.
The old Pat Riley-ism.
That's crazy.
Play 8, trust 7. You lost 3 of your top 7. I mean, you're playing Craig Porter Jr., you're playing Javonte Green. Now, Okoro and Merrill are guys that are going to work their way in there. There's no doubt about that. But and Dean Wade was good on the glass, but offensively that he couldn't get it done. And again, the Cavs struggle from 3, and Donovan Mitchell is now, what, 2 for 19 from 3 in these two games?
That's no good.
The Cavs are shooting 29% as a team from 3. They were the second-best three-point shooting team in the entire league. Like, what? There's, like, these giant red flags. And I said, you know, yesterday before the game, like, oh, the Cavs will get this one. The Pacers aren't going to play that good again because they played basically a perfect game and stylistically their perfect game.
Dude, I thought that was a wild line. 7.5-point yeah. favorites for Cleveland. And I was like, that don't make no sense.
Even I thought it was a wild line, but I still thought the Cavs were going to win.
Yeah.
I was like, the Pacers were just so good in game one. I just couldn't see them being that good again. And the tone that the Cavs set, and particularly in the first quarter, was like, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Because the Pacers were not able to get to anything early.
The Pacers were booting the ball around the floor early in the game, which was a massive issue. They had nine turnovers in the mm-hmm. first quarter.
Only score 15 points.
And then you have in the second half, it kind of turned on its head, and Max Strus was not good from 3.
Well, Ty Jerome was god-awful from everywhere.
Yeah, he's been a problem
yeah.
through the first two games. But you're looking at that's where the depth of Cleveland is really falling short. But I think the larger story here is Tyrese Halliburton is healthy and he's playing like the guy we saw before. And Tyrese Halliburton is rocketing up lists. And I loved not just the way he played, but the big balls dance at after hitting the game winner.
A little Sam Cassell action.
And what he said after the game. We'll get to that because is Tyrese Halliburton now becoming that player that we all thought he was?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.